أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we seek refuge with from the shaitan, and we begin, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, He reminds us in His book, O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah, O you who believe, take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, take heed of Allah, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ and be with those who are sadiq, who speak the truth, and whose actions testify to what they speak. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there are no better words than the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no better guidance than what He has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in His book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hameem, Wal Kitabil Mubeen, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna mundhirin. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Hameem. By the book that makes plain. Surely we have sent it down on a blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarak. Inna kunna mundhirin. Surely we are always warning. According to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, Hameem means that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predetermined everything in existence hatta yawm ad-deen, until the day of judgment. The book that makes plain, wal kitab al-mubeen, is the Quran, which is also the object referred to, we sent it down. And according to Ibn Abbas, he said, the blessed night is the night of Nisfu Sha'ban, which is the night of absolution. Now, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to come through His month. What month is that? That is the month of Rajab. And Rajab, as you know, refers to something that is respected. The respect. It is the month of respect. And it contains the miracle of all miracles. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, and I have chosen Sha'ban as my month. This month, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in which Allah has blessed us to be a witness of, is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to increase the provision of the believers. For those of us who may not be aware, it is indicated in its name. Sha'ban, Sha'ba, Yash'uba, Shu'batan. This word, it means by itself to divide or to scatter or to dispense in a way that divides or that to divide into branches. So as a tree, it grows as a trunk and then it divides itself into branches. So this specific Sha'ban is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He divides the provisions amongst His slaves. And according to the hadith, this is specifically that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an increase of provision in this month so that you may make it through the holy month of Ramadan. So this is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look in how He administrates the heavens and the earth specifically for His servants. This is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives an increase for the rizq, for the provision. He also provides an increase of the value of good deeds, so that they are worth 70 times in this month that they would be in any regular month. And as a ni'mah and a rahmah, He decreases the value or the punishment for the bad deeds. And again, as a greater ni'mah, the good deeds in this month are accepted. According to Usama bin Zayd, radiallahu anhu, he said, I asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have seen you fasting in the month of Sha'ban so frequently that I have never seen you fasting like this in any other month. And he replied, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sha'ban is a month between Rajab and Ramadan, which is neglected by many people. And it is a month in which an account of the deeds of human beings are presented before the Lord of the universe. So, I wish that my deeds be presented at a time when I am fasting. Again, according to Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the whole of Sha'ban, and I asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Sha'ban your most favorite month of fasting? He said, in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribes the list of persons who will die this year. Therefore, I like that my death, or rather the decree of my death, come when I am fasting. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told his companions that at the beginning of Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that the door of Jannah, of paradise, be opened, and orders the tree of Tuba, the tree of Tuba, which means bliss. It is a tree that is in paradise, not Tawbah, Tuba, with Ta. That it lowers its branches all the way to the dunya. And then a caller will be ordered to call, Ya Ibadullah, O slaves of Allah, these are the branches of the tree of Tuba. Cling to it. It will raise you into this paradise. And this, the caller continues, is the tree of Zaqum. Beware that it does not reach for you and drag you into the blaze. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he continued, by the one who sent me with the truth as a prophet, whoever tries to act, or rather whoever does any good deed from any door during these days in the month of Sha'ban, he will in fact catch hold to one of the branches of the tree of Tuba, and it will take him into paradise. By the same token, whoever acts evil or commits bad deeds in this month, in these days, he will hang from one of the branches of the tree of Zaqum, and it will drag him down into the blaze. An-nar, na'udhu billah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he encourages us to say, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Our Lord, do not change our hearts after you have guided us and aid us with your mercy. Surely you are al-Wahhab, the compassionate, the loving. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we remind you of this as we remind ourselves. And thus Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in his hadith, there are people who behave like the people of the fire, and they continue to do so until there is only an arm's length between them and the gates of hell. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he has written over them, seizes them. And thus, they turn and start to behave like the people of paradise until they enter it. And there are people who behave like the people of paradise, and they continue to do so until there is only an arm's length between them and the gates of the garden. And then what Allah has written over them seizes them, and they begin to behave like the people of the fire until they enter it. Na'udhu billah min dhalik. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, are we safe in what we are doing? Are we doing those actions that in fact secure refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we guarding against those actions that would in fact bring down Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath upon us? Is our deen intact? Is it secure? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, perhaps inshallah ta'ala we can get a clue. Ibrahim bin Adham, a famous Islamic monk, may Allah be pleased with him, he was asked one day, why is it that we supplicate and our requests are not granted? Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said, Id'uni أستجب لكم. Call upon me and I will answer you. He replied, because your hearts are dead. Because your hearts are dead. We need to make a quick footnote here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has referred to one of the ni'mah that He has given us as afida. That is the jama of fu'ad. And this is not the piece of flesh that sits in the breast that people transfer in and out. Although there is some connection, this is not the fu'ad or the qalb or the nafs. There is some other aspect, very subtle, that represents the true human being, the nafs, the person, that personality, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in various places of the Holy Quran. And He mentions that it is a ni'mah. هو الذي جعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. He is the one who has given you hearing, who has made for you sight, and made for you الأفئدة, which is the hearts. And it's a mystery and a wonder and a ni'mah. And He says you give very little thanks for what He has given you. It is by this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we are able to access and understand and comprehend what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended in His book. It is this place where the ilm, the knowledge, the light shines to brighten and guide the human being to better behavior. This is what we are speaking of. So when this Shaykh Ibrahim, may Allah have mercy upon him, when he mentions, why is it, or whether in response to the question, why are my prayers being answered? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises, id'uni, call upon me, astajib lakum, I will respond to you. And He says, your heart is dead. This is what He's talking about. This heart said it's dead. So the person asked Him, what killed it? What has killed our hearts? He said, 8 bad habits. 8 bad habits. Number 1. You know Allah is right upon you, but you neglect it. Number 2. You read the Holy Quran, but you don't act on it. Number 3, you claim, we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't follow nothing He did. Number 4, you claim, we fear death, but you haven't prepared for it. Number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Most High, He says, إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدو. Surely the shaitan is your enemy. Take him as your enemy. But you instead, you agree with him when it comes to them sins. 6, you claim, we fear the fire, yet you have forced your bodies to enter into it. Number 7, you claim to love Jannah, but you haven't worked for it. And number eight, when you wake from your sleep, you slough off behind you all of your faults, and yet you point out all of the faults of others. As a result of these eight bad habits, you have angered your Lord. So how can he possibly answer your prayer? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one of the scholars of Islam was reported to have said, "Whoever claims three without doing three is a liar." One, whoever claims that he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but does not refrain from what Allah has forbidden, nor does he follow what Allah has commanded, he is a liar. Whoever claims, number two, that he loves Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam but does not love the poor, he is a liar. And number three, whoever claims to desire paradise yet refuses to spend money to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a liar. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you again, as I remind myself, to ask yourself, is my deen safe? Have I secured it? Imam al-Ghazali, may Allah have mercy upon him, he mentions in his book, Ihya al-Din, The Revival of the Religious Sciences, speaking about the marvels of the heart, saying that at minimum, there are 14 abwab, doors to the shaitan, in the heart. 14 minimum. There are many more. But these, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you never heard this in your life, if you can't go in your mind right now and count them off, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, guess what? You a victim. Guess what? Yes. You are a victim. Shaitan is sitting in the control room, hands on the levers. And you don't even know it. And that is what we are talking about here. That these things that we mention from the scholars, that if we are not sitting watchfully upon ourselves and being careful about what we are doing and guarding vociferously and with vigor against the shaitan, guaranteed, you're a victim. He got you, and you don't know it. And so what we want to mention in the month of Sha'ban of rewards and deeds that we can do, inshallah ta'ala, to gain Allah's mercy, they are of no benefit. They are of no benefit if you are not applying the basics of guarding against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have you guard and doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have you do. All of that extra, you're wasting your time. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, yes, we wish to benefit from the month that we are in and the month to come, inshallah, that Allah bless us to reach it. That Allah blesses us with life to see the days of the holy month of Ramadan. And inshallah ta'ala blesses us to go through it and get all of those rewards. That as he has said, that fasting is for me and I reward for it. So we must, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, understand that this is a critical time. That we see this world and this dunya and this society that we are in, that they neglect these days, but the heavens and the earth and the angels do not. That Jannah itself is decorated for this month that we live here, and it is in awe and waiting for the breezes of blessings that Allah decides to send through it. It's waiting for it. It's anxious while we don't see it. So this occasion, this coming time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is a time to get yourself straight. Don't delay. Don't be a procrastinator when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a special gate of the fire specifically reserved for the procrastinators. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Really? You have tomorrow? You sure about that? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, Hameem wal kitabul mubeen, inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin, inna kunna mundhirin. According to the tafsir of At-Tabari, regarding this ayah, the student of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu an ikrama, and alayhi salam on Ibn Abbas and his father, he said, the Hameem means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned, has predetermined everything. And at the end, that this night of Sha'ban, Nisfu Sha'ban, is the night of absolution. Laylatun Mubarak. Now, according to Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, he said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which fast is the best after the holy month of Ramadan? And he replied, the fast of Sha'ban that honor the holy month of Ramadan. We speak about Nisfu Sha'ban, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that this day, the 15th, by all means you should endeavor to fast it. This day, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that He decrees it, but that He makes known what was come up for decision. Think of it, which we can all relate to, as the divine docket. You know, you go to court and you see a docket. Well, that's what's posted. On the 15th of Sha'ban, the docket of the dunya is posted. Who's dying? Whose decision is coming up? Who will be impoverished? Who will be enriched? Who will be made happy? Who will be made sad? These are the decisions that will be made. And so this day, Nisfu Sha'ban, is the day of putting in your appeal. When the angels come and say, you know, I found your servant, Ya Allah. I found him fasting, pleading, asking for your forgiveness. That's your opportunity to make the appeal. It is in these days, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that before the days of the holy month of Ramadan get here, that you have an opportunity to straighten yourself, to straighten up, to fix, inshallah ta'ala, what you know in yourself is broken. But if you're not looking at yourself, then how do you know if you're broke? How do you know what to fix? How do you know what's to mend? You think, oh, I'm okay. Really? Only the ignorant will say that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, even you, meaning that you won't get into Jannah, but based upon what you do, he said, even me. It's based upon rahmatullah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, and he's Habibullah, he said, I'm not banking on what I'm doing. So who are we? We do a couple of prayers and half do them late on top of that, and we think we okay? Subhanallah. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, this is the time to get it together. Don't delay. You don't know if your name is on that list, that you won't be in the dunya come the next year. You don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for you. But He's given you the opportunity now. You are alive. You have deen. You are in His house. You are on the day that is a blessed day, the holy month of Ramadan, and you are in a blessed month, the month of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you are unsure, you have doubts, you feel nervous, make a change. Fix what's broken. We have the opportunity. This is our chance. And I remind you, as I remind myself, that this is the month to do the good deeds and to reach for the branches of At-Tuba, the tree of bliss, with the good deeds, with the good actions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said he saw some of his companions hanging by one branch, and he saw other companions that had gathered many other branches because they had did many good deeds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again I remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us and tells us to pray, Rabbana, O our Lord, La tuzigh qulubana, do not change our hearts, Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have guided us. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, innaka anta wahhab. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there is one hadith in which on the 15th of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban specifically, at a quarter of the night, Jibreel alayhi salam came down to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, raise your head. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, I looked up and behold, the gates of paradise were wide open. At the first gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who bow and worship on this night. At the second gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who prostrate themselves on this night. At a third gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who offer supplication in this night. At the fourth gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who make remembrance, who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night. At the fifth gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who weep this night from fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the sixth gate, an angel was calling, good news for those who submit on this night. And at the seventh gate, an angel was calling, will anyone ask so that his request will be granted? At the eighth gate, an angel was calling, will anyone seek forgiveness so that he may be forgiven? I said, Ya Jibreel, alayhi salam, how long will these gates remain open? He replied, may Allah be pleased with him, from the beginning of the night until the break of dawn. And then he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tonight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many slaves that he frees from the fire, as many as the hairs on the flocks of the herds of Kalb. This was at that time a well-known tribe that had many animals. And so you can imagine that just upon one animal, how many hairs there are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as many of the hairs as on their flocks, he frees from the fire on this night. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to Al-Imam Al-Bakir radiyallahu anhu, he said that during this month, whoever praises Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying subhanallah 100 times and thanks him saying alhamdulillah 100 times and praises him with Allahu Akbar 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his sins and gives him what he needs in the dunya and in the end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what his servant is requiring without being told. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminds us in hadith that the sky will be decorated every Thursday of Sha'ban. And the angels will say, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the people who are fasting this Thursday and grant their supplications. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Nisful Sha'ban to be a time of great accepting, for lack of a better phrase, that the doors of his receiving good deeds wide open. And it is a good habit that at least once in your life, inshallah ta'ala, that you do this, the following. That is to pray this prayer specifically offered on the night of the 15th. Now, mind you, pay attention. We know in Islam the night comes before the day. So, mind you, we mean the eve of. So look on our calendars, inshallah ta'ala. If you notice that the days are divided, and you see the numbers on the calendar, you'll see the regular Gregorian calendar, and under those numbers will be the dates of the Islamic months. Pay close attention to that. So you want to look for the night preceding that day. That will be the 14th night, is the actually in Islam, will be the 15th night of Sha'ban. Please don't miss this. Don't miss this. On this night, inshallah ta'ala, it is a habit and has been a long habit of the companions and those who know to make 100 rak'ahs and recite in each rak'ah 10 times. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. That is Suratul Ikhlas. Qul bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. This is called Salatul Khayr. It's the prayer of benefits. And it is reported, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that whoever performs this prayer on Nisfu Sha'ban, and this was what at least 30 companions of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had related to Hassan al-Basri with regards to this particular practice. He said, with each glance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at this person who does this, and he will look upon him 70 times, at least, in this salah. And with every glance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 70 needs of that person, the least of which being forgiveness. The least of which is forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again I remind you as I remind myself, question yourself, is my deen safe? Have I fulfilled my obligations in a way that bi-idhnillah ta'ala I have hope for Allah's mercy, though I am fearing His wrath? Have you heard of Munkir and Nakir? Are these names that are familiar to you, inshallah ta'ala? If they are, then you should want to protect yourself from them. Would you like to know how you can avoid them questioning you? Then I advise you, inshallah ta'ala, as I advise myself, to fast at minimum 9 days from this month. Bi-idhnillah ta'ala, according to the scholars, this secures you from being questioned in your grave. May Allah grant us this ni'mah, inshallah ta'ala, and bless us, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, to fast in these days. What you'd like to know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what trumps all of these actions, all of these deeds, thousands of rak'ahs, fasting, would you like to know which is better than this? Pure sadaqah. The pure sadaqah. What's the pure sadaqah? That is that you are doing something for Allah's face. That you recognize His ni'mah to you. And that you are giving Him something purely as a show of appreciation. That this, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is for you. And I'm asking that you accept it from me, knowing that I love it. Yes. وَيُحِبُّ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا. That he knows you love wealth more than anything. And he reminds us, لَا تَنَاوُلُ الْبِرَّ. You will not achieve the pureness, the pure piety. In other words, when you look at this, there's nothing in it but it. Like a glass of water. Soon as you add something, it ain't water anymore. Right? Soon as you add anything else to it, that ain't water. That's water with something. Well, this is the same as far as piety. That we are trying to wash out everything else. Every ulterior motive. Every shirt or joining of something with, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah at-tayyib wa la yakbalu illa at-tayyib. He is the pure, the good. And he doesn't accept except that which is good. So when it comes to this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when it comes to giving, la tanawalu al-birra, you will not achieve that purity. You will not achieve that sincere purity and cleaning of the heart. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Until you spend from what you love. Until you spend from what you love. And at the top of that list, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is what we put in our pocket. What we put in the bank and are proud of. This is at the top of our list in this dunya. And this is what the shaitan rides into our heart. The love for money. The love for wealth. The fear of its loss. That we are so programmed that when we hear give, with no return that we can see. Default reaction. Nope. Well, I give a dollar. Do you love that dollar? Well, I give $5. Do you love that $5? Then you're not achieving birr. You're not achieving that which is pure. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Abel and Cain were Muslims. They weren't kafir. They both were Muslim. And Abel, or Habil as we know him, he gave the best of what he loved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that time, it wasn't simply given to the poor. We're giving, and we're happy to see the poor even alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We say, oh good, that we've satisfied this person. That's not giving at that time. Giving was slaughtering and burning. So that it's clear I gave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Cain, he said, okay, I'll get some wheat, some berries. Get a couple of things over here, some flowers. Yeah, okay, that's my sacrifice. Here you go, Allah. Wasn't accepted of him. So we give him back sheets. Oh, you know, let me look for the smallest bill. All right. You know, I got 25. You can have 5. That's how we do. We know. We know ourselves. And this is what I'm talking about, your heart. This is purifying your heart, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. You would not like, Allah bless us, this is a white garment. If you had this, you know, it was a big old black stain, you wouldn't go outside with that. You try to clean it off. That's what, this is what the love for wealth does to our hearts, dear Muslim brothers. It puts a stain there that we have to work off with giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows us. And he's telling us and he reminds us, I don't need your money. I gave it to you. What I need with it? You need it. And you need my ni'mah. This is the exercise. This is the way. And I'm telling you this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because if you looking and you heard and you thinking, you know, with that face like, how many rak'ahs did he say? You know? I'm telling you here, this is the way that you beat that. That you have a sincere conversation with yourself. What is it that I really love? And how much would I give for Allah to forgive me of them real big sins? The one that I hope he really did forget. And you know Allah don't forget. But at least he could erase it from your book. how much would you give? And is it what you love? So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I encourage you and remind you that each of us has an individual responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put anything between us and Him when it comes to calling upon Him. It says, idu'uni, personally, astajib lakum. But clean yourselves of those bad habits and remove from shaitan a vehicle which he will beat you with. Like he says, he is adu'un lakum. He is your enemy. Treat him like that. Don't give him a bat to beat you with. Do not do that. Because wallahi al-azim, he will use it and continue. As one of the scholars, subhanallah, he was asked, does shaitan sleep? And he said, if he did, then we could rest. So this is a 24/7 enemy. Subhanallah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and we need every advantage that we can get. Take it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.